I hope you've come to ask me about that deputy job.
No. It'd be something to do for a while, but I need to get farther away.
It looked tame compared to the time you spent with the Rangers, and it'd pay about as well. I'd be pleased for you to sleep in the jailhouse, if you ain't particular about the company.
Andy was weakening.
Couldn't be worse than Farley.
You ain't met my newest guest. Come and let me introduce you to Luther Cordell.
The jail had only a few small cells, but this was mostly a law-abiding farm community. Hunched on the edge of a steel cot, Cordell reminded Andy of a large, shaggy bear. He looked like a tramp who might have hopped from a boxcar and tumbled down the grade. His shirt was dirty and frayed at the cuffs, one elbow out. His trousers were streaked with the grime of hard travel. His hair was tangled, and his face had not felt razor or comb in weeks. A dark beard obscured most of his facial features. However, Andy was drawn by the intensity of the man's eyes. They were like large black buttons that seemed to look through Andy and focus beyond him.
You'd think a man that robs banks could dress better and get himself a haircut.
Yeah, I can't afford to. I invested most of my money in whiskey and sweet-smelling women. What went with the rest of it, I don't know. Just frittered it away, I suppose.
When the Rangers come for you, the state will get you a haircut and a brand new set of clothes.
Well, that'll be nice. It ain't often anybody give me anything without I persuade them first.
At the point of a gun?
That cuts down on conversation. Most people talk too much.
Cordell's gaze drifted to Andy.
That's a likely-looking young fella. What's he in for?
He's an old friend of mine. I'm trying to talk him into being a deputy.
He couldn't be sorrier than that one you got. A lot of time he snores so loud I can't even talk to myself. You'd best get you a better guard if you don't want me to sneak out of here.
The man must outweigh him by 50 pounds, most of it muscle and bone. Very little was fat. Cordell was larger than the sheriff and appeared solid as an oak.
I hope you didn't have to fight with him, Tom.
Nope. Caught him by blind luck. I rode out to talk to Fowler Gaskin about a complaint. Cordell and Fowler had emptied a bottle together and was both sleeping it off. Took him without a struggle.
I always been cursed by a streak of kindness. I felt sorry for that poor old man and shared my whiskey with him.
We know about that poor old man. He would have stole it off you if he could have. Folks around here quit feeling sorry for Fowler Gaskin a long time ago.
I remember that the next time my kind streak start acting up. Oh, damn beans. You need a new cook as much as you need a new damn deputy. Next jail I'm in, I hope it'll serve better groceries.
I eat the same grub when I can't go home.
Yeah, you get paid for it.
Not enough. But at least this jail's new. Our old jail burned down.
I may set a match to this one, too, when I leave.
You're not going anyplace. Not till the Rangers come for you.
Well, at least I like the company here. For a sheriff, you're a pretty good fellow.
Tom led Andy back out of hearing range.
I like Cordell, in spite of myself. He's more pleasure to talk to than most of the people I get locked up in here. I just wish he wasn't a bank robber.
Tom himself was one of the most likable men Andy had ever known. He probably gave away half of his salary to people he saw in need.
Everybody's got some weakness. I guess Cordell's his banks. But you don't need me to help you guard him. An elephant couldn't bust out of here. They built this jail stout enough to stand up under a Galveston hurricane.
He's busted out of others. Got a reputation for being hard to keep in a coop.
Tom rummaged in a desk drawer and brought out a badge.
I wish you'd take this.
He handed it to Andy. Tarnished, it said City of San Antonio. Andy figured the county was saving money by reusing what someone else discarded.
Sorry, Tom.
Andy handed back the badge.
I'd see to it that the commissioner's court treats you right when it comes to pay. I got a little dirt on most of them.
I appreciate the offer just the same.
I done it for me more than for you. I ain't spent a night at the farm since I had Cordell behind these bars. He talks pleasant, but I know he's slippery.
Not too slippery for you to catch him.
He was drunk.
A skinny young man with sleepy eyes walked through the door. He seemed momentarily startled at seeing the sheriff.
Tom, I wasn't gone, but just a minute. I thought I heard a noise, and I stepped out to see.
I was just snoring. Andy, this is Speck Munson. Speck, meet Andy Pickard. I was just offering him a job as a deputy.
Munson's thin face fell.
Does this mean I'm fired?
Not yet. but it means I'm thinking about it, so watch you don't aggravate me. It looks like Cordell's slop jaw needs emptying.
Yes, sir.
Munson fetched a set of keys from the sheriff's desk. He walked to Cordell's cell door.
What the hell you think you're doing?
Well, you told me to empty the slop jar.
Not till you've handcuffed him. I've told you a dozen times. Make him slip his hands through the bars first.
Cordell extended his arms, one hand on either side of a bar. Munson locked the handcuffs over his wrists, securing the prisoner to the cell door.
See the kind of help I've been getting?
He's not used to working with men of Cordell's caliber.
He just ain't used to working.
Andy watched Munson carry the jar, holding it at arm's length and turning his head away from the smell.
Tom, we're feeding him way too much.
Munson returned in a while. He locked the cell door, then unlocked the handcuffs. Cordell faked a quick grab at him through the bars.
Hey!
Munson jumped as if a rattlesnake had struck and dropped the cuffs. Cordell's black eyes danced with laughter.
I like to got you that time.
Munson was shaking as he laid the cuffs on Tom's desk.
He's baiting you for fun.
I might as well enjoy myself while I'm in jail.
But maybe that'll teach you to keep both your eyes open. When he sees a real chance, he won't be funning.
When I was a ranger, I used to study criminals and try to decide what makes them that way.
Ever figure it out?
Never did.
Some people are natural sons of bitches from the day they're born. Others learn it along the way. As far as we know, Cordell's never killed anybody. He probably carried flowers home to his mama.
Andy leaned against the bars across the aisle from Cordell and gave the man a long, silent study. Cordell stood it for a while, but Andy's staring finally got to him.
What's so damn interesting?
You. I was wondering what you'd look like with a shave and a haircut and the dirt washed off.
Oh, I got a face that'll break a mirror. I keep it covered up with whiskers so as not to shock the public and give dogs conniption fits.